والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولشيخنا وللحاضرين. قال الشيخ سليمان بن سليم الله بن رجاء الله الرحيلي حفظه الله: الأصل الثامن من فقه الفتن الحذر من التلون وتغير في الفتنة، ويكون ذلك بلزوم السنة. وقد قال السلف: من ترك سنة أكثر تنكل. وقد جاء أن أبا مسعود الأنصاري رضي الله عنه دخل على حذيفة رضي الله عنه فقال: أوصنا يا أبا عبد الله. فقال حذيفة رضي الله عنه: أما جاءك اليقين؟ قال: بلى وربي. قال: فإن ضلال حق ضلالا، أن تعرف اليوم ما كنت تنكر قبل اليوم، وأن تنكر اليوم ما كنت تعرف قبل اليوم. وإياك وتلون، فإن دين الله واحد. رواه الحاكم وعبد الرزاق. وعن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال: إذا أحب أحدكم أن يعلم أصابته الفتنة أم لا فلينظر، فإن كان رأى حلالا كان يراه حراما فقد أصابته الفتنة، وإن كان يرى حراما كان يراه حلالا فقد أصابته. رواه الحاكم وابن أبي شيبة. الأصل التاسع من فقه الفتن عدم أتح
لأن النقطة الثانية التاسعة يعني طويلة. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، we are on our book Fiqhul Fitan by Sheikh Suleiman Ibn Salim Allahi Ar-Ruhayl. We finished with Al-Aslu Sabi', the seventh foundation, the seventh basic rule for the Muslim during the time of fitan. He mentioned 26 in all, 26 basic rules that the Muslim must adhere to during the time of fitna. Bo le yan se man se ngba fitina. Se bai, se bai. Ma se le 26. We are on number 8. In it he said, Hafizahullah, min fiqh al-fitani al-hadharu min at-talawuni wa at-taghayyuri fil fitna. من فقه الفتن الحذر من التلون والتغير في الفتنة. From the major things we have to pay attention to during the times of fitna, it says من فقه الفتن الحذر من التلون. الحذر من التلون, we should be careful about التلون, changing colors. You were black yesterday, when fitna came you are yellow, you are white, you are green, meaning not being steady in the time of fitna. What tagayyur, and regularly changing. Yorubas will say opa wadabi or ga during fitna. When these people come, they say, oh, I'm with you. These people come with you. He's with everybody. Yatalawwanu. How many faces will he have? And people who do that, they usually suffer in fitna. Because one of the groups will say, oh, he was deceiving us. They are the ones who will kill him. May Allah protect all of us. So, al-hadharu min at-talawwun. We must avoid at-talawun, changing colors and faces, wat-tagayyur, and changing ourselves. It's today like this, tomorrow is like this, next tomorrow. So if the fitnah or the fitna lasted for a week, how many faces will he have? 7 faces. Every day he has a face. May Allah protect all of us. So we should avoid at-talawun wat-tagayyur fil fitna. How will we avoid that? How will that be possible? He says, وَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ بِلُزُومِ السُّنَّةِ. That will be possible when you stick to the sunnah. So when this one comes, you say, Allah says, the messenger says, this thing is bad. When this one comes, Allah says, the messenger says, this thing is bad. When this one comes, Allah says, the messenger says, this one is bad. Will he be consistent or not? He will be consistent. He will be consistently stable upon, this is what Allah says, this is the what messenger says. If it now happens that any of the group say, oh, so you are not with us, you are telling us Allah and messenger, and then they kill him, they would have killed him upon haqq. They would have killed him upon consistency, upon what? Qala Allahu, qala Rasuluhu. So he has no loss. He has no loss at all. No, he's not losing anything at all. But the one who he is with this one, the next tomorrow, the following day, next one, he has different faces for different people. These kinds of people are Ahlul Talawuni, Wamada, Wattagayuri. So the Sheikh says, in Fiqhil Fitani, from what we must understand and follow during the time of fitna, is what? Al Hazaru Minat Talawuni. We should avoid changing colors, Wattagayuri, and changing ourselves and our views and our positions. Fil fitna, during the times of tribulations. وَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ بِلُزُومِ السُّنَّةِ. That will only be possible when we do what? When we stick to the sunnah. To be consistent on the sunnah. وَقَدْ قَالَ السَّلَفِ. The early Muslims used to say that مَنْ تَرَكَ السُّنَّةِ أَكْثَرَ التَّنَكُّلِ. When a person abandons the sunnah, his moving from one place to the other will be high. All the time he'll be changing. He's today here. He's today. Why? He left the sunnah. It is the sunnah that will keep you firm. So when this one says, let's do this, don't do this, you know, this one contradicts the sunnah. Hey, let's do this. Yes, this one supports the sunnah. So is fulcrum. In basic physics, that's what they call fulcrum. What is the topic where the fulcrum is discussed? Now, in basic physics. In machines, generally speaking, it has a smaller topic. Equilibrium, lever. So the fulcrum, it goes like this. So something is controlling that movement, so that it finds a balance. That is a fulcrum. So the fulcrum, what determines where the Muslims go, is what? The sunnah. Ile takusim, ile fokasim, ile sunnah, ile sunnah, sunnah. So the only thing that will be regular on his mouth is what? Sunnah, sunnah, sunnah. But if during the fitna he wants to please these people, oh, their shi'ar, their motto, their slogan will be on his lips. These people, he has their slogan. These people, he has. So he will move him from one personality to the other. In fact, sometimes people say, Afa Ejoye Duna, Ibole Edu Osigana. So he will not say, Ntimo Nsoleka, Ntensoko, Ntensoko. Yini Moti Semala, So his talks will be lengthy. You will not be able to find what is he actually saying. Why? Because he's actually upon nothing. So you can't find out what is he saying, because he's not upon anything. But the one who is upon sunnah, if they say, take this one, say, no, this one does not allow, it's not allowed in the sunnah. Say, oh, follow this one. Yes, this one is followed in the sunnah, but it has explanation like this, like this. So the only thing that will be regular upon his mouth is what? Sunnah, sunnah, sunnah. So at-tanakkul wa talawun, changing positions and changing personality will always be there. The only time it will not be there is what? The Nuzul Sunnah. When you stick to the Sunnah. So the early Muslims will say, Man taraka sunnata akthar tanakkul. The one who abandons the Sunnah, every day he will be changing position every day. He is the one changing, the Sunnah is there. The Sunnah is there. So if you don't want to be changing, stick to the Sunnah so that you can be there too. Says وَقَدْ جَاءَ أَنَّ أَبَا مَسْعُودٍ الْأَنْصَارِ. It is reported that Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari, he is also referred to as Abu Mas'udin al-Badr. You know Badr, where the first battle, major battle, was fought by the Messenger Abi alayhi salatu wasalam. This companion took a residence there. So he has an ascription to Badr. So he's also called what? Abu Mas'ud al-Badri. He was living in Al-Badr. You know, Al-Badr is like an area. It's an area. If you go to Saudi Arabia at a time, away from the time of Hajj and Umrah, you can have the time to visit all those places. Badr itself, where the Battle of Badr took place. You can visit the place. Anyway, let's leave that. So it says that Abu Mas'ud al-Badri al-Ansari dakhala ala Hudhayfa. He came in to visit Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. Faqala awsina ya Abu Abdullah. Says, advise us, O Abu Abdullah. Faqala Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhuma said to him, Amma ja'aka al-yaqeen? I should advise you. Ma ja'aka al-yaqeen? Ulama say al-yaqeen huna al-Qur'an. Amma ja'aka al-Qur'an? I should advise you. Hasn't Allah sent the Qur'an to you? Did the Qur'an not come to you? I should give you a wasiyah. Meaning that the best of wasiyah we can have is what? Al-Qur'an. Qur'an. Qur'an. The best of wasiyah we can have is Quran. Allah told us inside it, hudan linnas. From the four, he says, dalika al-kitab la rayba fihi hudan lil muttaqin. There is no doubt that this Quran is the book of guidance. It contains the guidance for those who fear Allah. So when you come to me to say that I should advise you, don't you have the Quran from where you can get guidance for whatever is confusing to you? There is guidance for it in the Quran. So this companion, Abu Mas'ud, there is also a point of reference, a point of benefit here. Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari was a companion, radiyallahu anhu. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman was a companion. But onekaluku magbalegba. So when there is trouble, Abu Mas'ud can say, let me go and ask Hudhayfa. Hudhayfa, what will I do? He didn't say, bubwala sajotelanadi. We follow the messenger together. Yes, we follow the messenger together, but we are not all the same. This thing is very, very important upon the path of knowledge. You are in the same class with somebody, but it's not your mate. Very important. One of the teachers said once that they were sitting in a halqa with Sheikh Bumbaz. I said, how did you feel? He said, don't ask me how I feel. I'm feeling that, am I supposed to be sitting here? So Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen also said that. When Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, took him, he was Mufti at the time. Mufti Diyar al-Mamlakat al-Arabi. Sheikh Ibn Baz. He took Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen, let's go and learn mantiq from al-Imam al-Shinkiti. Ibn Baz, Ibn al-Uthaymeen, they are learning mantiq with Al-Imam al-Shinkiti. How do you think Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen will feel? How will Sheikh Ibn Baz feel? How will Al-Imam al-Shinkiti feel? So these three levels of people, one single thing has combined them. Humility for knowledge. Respect for knowledge. Respect for knowledge. Wallahi, it's very, very important. It makes a student to go far. But when you disrespect knowledge, it will make you disrespect someone who is bigger than you just because it's in your class. Let's note this, very important. We almost don't remember it today again. Very important. You are in the same class, it does not mean that you are the same. We are all different. Wallahi, we are different. We can give a lot of examples regarding this, but we are different. Even amongst companions, is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu not different from Ibn Abbas? Huh? Ibn Abbas, Abu Bakr? Ibn Abbas, Abu Bakr. Do you think Ibn Abbas will say something radiallahu anhu when Abu Bakr is talking? When the messenger died, he was 13. Anas ibn Malik was 20. Anas said, we can't even look at the messenger. He said, the people who can describe the messenger are Abu Bakr and Umar Usman. Those ones were elderly. See, for us, we are just looking at him from far. Anas, he was 20. So the Babas are there. This is recognized in the scene. May Allah forgive all of us. So Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari came to ask Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. So Hudhayfa told him, Amma ja'aka al-yaqeen? Don't you have the Quran with you? Qala bala wa rabbi. Wallahi, by Allah. Yes, I have the Quran. But I want explanations from you. You see now again. The two of them were there when the Quran was coming down to the messenger of Allah. But Agboye Jurawalo, when Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was crying, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَاكَ, what did he say? مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Okay. The messenger used to cry. عليه الصلاة والسلام. When the verse came, showing that the Prophet was going to go, Abu Bakr recognized it, radiallahu anhu. The rest of the people had not recognized it. He had known what is there. These limits must be kept. She said, let me hear. Yes, there is Quran, but let me hear some from you, Abu Abdullah. So Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman then went on to say, فَإِنَّ الضَّلَالَةَ حَقَّ الضَّلَالَةِ. Certainly, الضَّلَالَةَ, the misguidance, حَقَّ الضَّلَالَةَ, the real misguidance is in what? أَن تَعْرِفَ الْيَوْمَ مَا كُنْتَ تُنْكِرُ قَبْلَ الْيَوْمِ. أَن تَعْرِفَ الْيَوْمَ, that you should confirm today, مَا كُنْتَ تُنْكِرُ قَبْلَ الْيَوْمِ, something that you used to oppose yesterday. Yesterday it was haram. Today there is fitna, you are saying that it is halal. You know what usually comes like that? Taking the lives of people. People usually refer to it as halal during fitna. Ikhwan, do you get what I say? When politicians begin politicking, many of them don't consider it unlawful to take the lives of people. Say, is it this one that will not make us? Yesterday he knew if they stole him, it is haram. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. He'll say, mashallah, mashallah, Allahu Akbar. Today, he will just wave his hand. May Allah forgive all of us. When that happens, what has happened to him? Fitna. He has changed from a person who sees haram as haram to a person who now sees haram as what? Halal. May Allah protect us. Ikhwa. Any jawbalu pire lokun yo. Sometimes it is sickness that make people do this. When they are sick, the sickness goes very tough on them. They will say gbogbo ogun suna lati se arikaka. Gbogbo hospital lati lo arikaka. He will now begin to say aran ni mi, aran. People say that a lot. So they will bring something. Yeah, what we have, if we give you, you will not take. Say, ah, I think it is darura. He is the one who will give himself the fatwa. Fitna. 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 Away from the Yaman. See, there is nothing that takes away the reason of a human being like fitna. Nothing takes away the human reasoning. Like what? So you now be asking, are you not sensible? Are you not he's intelligent, but the intelligence is taken away by what? May Allah protect all of us. Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman said, "Ad-dalala haqq ad-dalala." He says, "Fa'inna ad-dalalata." The real misguidance is what? Antarif al-yawm. That you should conform to something today. Ma kunta tunkiru qabla al-yawm. Something that you used to oppose before today. This one, there are many examples. When we were younger in the days of MSS, there were people we used to look in front. They were shouting, "Jihad, mashallah, Islamization of Nigeria, Allahu Akbar." People will shout, "Allahu Akbar." Go and see many of them today. It's fitna. 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 May Allah protect all of us. Fitna. There are many. Many. Many, I tell you, many. Many. A brother proposed to marry a sister. That sister's father used to be known with big turban as an undergraduate in a medical school. So we are the ones who will change this medical school. Ibn Sina, Ibn Udis, they were all people with big turbans. One of the things that easily made the people to fall into fitna truly is absence of knowledge. Most of these noise about Islamization of the world were not followed with knowledge. You don't Islamize the world with noise. You Islamize it with good knowledge and good reason. Good knowledge. Didn't you see that it is invitation to knowledge that Allah started with the Prophet himself? The Messenger himself. The first invitation to him come, wa kekoi, knowledge, ikra, knowledge. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq, ikra. وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. So he mentioned the biggest symbol of knowledge, al-qalam. One of the biggest symbol of knowledge is what? Qalam. A blind person, if it were possible for him to see, if he sees a qalam, what will he say? Knowledge. His mind will go to knowledge. So Allah also swore with al-qalam. وَالْقَلَمْ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ. So that's why usually I fight young people when they play with the pen. It's a symbol of knowledge, the color. So when knowledge is absent, noise will clearly show to be a noise. But when knowledge is there, with the guidance of Allah, he can understand that this one is fitna, this one is not. This one is. He will be able to place everything in their right places by the mercy of Allah. So knowledge is so important. Knowledge. Very important. It's the beginning, is the fuel of the Salafi da'wah. Yes, you want to kill a young Salafi? Don't make him be able to learn. You will kill him. May Allah protect all of us. Because the knowledge is the thing that nourishes his mind. Even when he's sick, he wants to learn. There are many examples, but we can continue. The point is that fitna comes to people easily and takes them away easily because of what? Absence of knowledge. So something they had considered bad yesterday. Today, what will it look to them? Good. It's been encapsulated in the fitna. وَأَن تُنْكِرَ الْيَوْمَ مَا كُنْتَ تَعْرِفُ قَبْلَ الْيَوْمِ. The opposite also goes for the fitna. تُنْكِرُ الْيَوْمَ مَا كُنْتَ تَعْرِفُ قَبْلَ الْيَوْمِ. What you used to conform with and agree with قَبْلَ الْيَوْمِ فَتُنْكِرُهُ الْيَوْمَ بَعْدَ الْفِتْنَةِ. You begin to reject it because of fitna. So the two of them can happen. Something he said, this is bad. Today he will say, oh, there is nothing bad about it. Or that. Something he said, this is good. Tomorrow he will say, no, it is bad. Don't do it. Otherwise, how do you explain someone who wants to Islamize the world? to alienate with a politician who is known for brigandage and vandalism. So yesterday he was calling the man that he is a thug. Today you are his deputy. Yesterday you were saying that this man is a thug. He's a this, he's a thug, he's a this. Now you are a professor, you are his deputy. So yesterday you knew that he was a thug, but today you'll be praising him. How does a deputy governor behave to his head? Like a slave. Yes. So what you knew to be haram, today it is halal. Because you want political power. That your power you want is fitna. You know the name? Fitna. May Allah protect all of us. So very familiar man said, wa iyyaka wattalawun. So be careful about what? At-talawun. Fa inna deen Allahi wahidun. Because the religion of Allah is how many? Is one. As in Allah, Jiyayaka is one. Inna deen inda Allahi al-Islam. It's just one deen. All of this, your changey-changey cannot be deen now. This one is deen. This one is deen. This one too is deen. This one, no. Iyaka wa talawun. You are the one changing color. It is still one chameleon changing the color. But as far as Islam is concerned, it's one. So if you are changing, you should know that you are the chameleon. And say, what kind of chameleon? You are the chameleon. You are the chameleon. You are the chameleon. You are the chameleon. As for Islam, it is stable. It's still one same thing. Those same ahadiths that affirm haram. They are still the same hadith on Sahih. Sahih al-Bukhari is still Sahih al-Bukhari. So you are the one changing colors. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, Rawah al-Hakim wa Abu Razak. This affair was reported by Imam Hakim and Nisa Buri and Abu Razak ibn Hammam al-Sanani. وعن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال. It's also reported from حذيفة بن اليمان that إذا أحب أحدكم أن يعلم أصابته الفتنة أم لا فلينظر. إذا أراد أحدكم أن يعلم أصابته الفتنة أم لا. If any one of you wants to know whether he is already afflicted with fitna or he has not been afflicted with fitna, فلينظر. Let him study the situation. What will he study? فَإِنْ كَانَ رَأَى حَلَالًا كَانَ يَرَاهُ حَرَامًا. If he begins to see as halal something he used to see as haram, فَقَدْ أَصَابَتْهُ الْفِتْنَةِ. He is already captured by the ocean of fitna. Fitna has captured him already. How many people were saying that it is not wrong for us, for our women, to veil their faces when they go to institutions? When they were young, they were saying this. Jihad fi sabilillah, or shouting. When they became the professors and the vice chancellors, they were the ones who will oppose it. There are many of them. They will say at the beginning, Islam, Islam, kawa, Islam, Islam. When they get there, it is that Islam they will employ to negotiate for their stay in office. Is, tell me what you don't like inside that Islam. They say, we don't like this one. Say, okay, remove it. Yes. So we don't like this one. Say, okay, you remove it. How many people had their wives wearing some sort of something you can call hijab before they became governors? Before they headed places? Many. When those people, when they get to the office, the women we never saw their neck began to wear neck-free clothes. Fitna, fitna, fitna. There are men who cannot bring their wives out to speak to two men. When they occupy political office, that woman is the one addressing 100 men. They will bring that same woman to political rally. I have seen it before. There are women who can be mentioned to be scholars. I tell you this. I saw a woman who wrote a book of Mustalah Hadith. I read the book. One of our teachers verified it. He gave it to me to read and give suggestions. This same woman came to political rally to be shouting when their governors occupied places. So Atiu Lawa, Atiu Rasul, we changed to Atiu who? Fitna. But don't say, oh, me, I can't be like that until you are in that position and you don't do like that. Odigba to bad devil. Because any Jaoba, when that fitna comes, we will see your own. Summa ja'alnaka khala'ifa aw summa ja'alnakum khala'ifa fil ard. Limadha? Linanzura kayfa ta'malun. We will make you heads and rulers too on the earth. Ari ben yo se sey ngba to ba dasiko ti. Sebi salafi salafi jarfu wa ta'dil. Don't worry. When you get a job in the big oil company, we will see how you will do. Boyo ni farun ba amma ngba na. Boyo ni gerun ba amma ngba na. Yes. There are many examples. Until you get there, we will see. There are brothers who will say that what they hate most is riba. There's a brother who used to be called enemy of the West. Where is he today? He never wears a shirt or a trouser at that time. He's in that West now, cool? If you see his turban, it will be long. I used to consider him as an ignorant person anyway. But I won't ban people or royal jersey. He, everything America, he'll be abusing them, insult. It's not like that. We as Muslims, we are interested in the people. As Muslims, we are interested in the people. If the da'wah of Islam gets to these people, many of them will become better Muslims than you are, as we have seen already. So we'll not categorize everybody and say, oh, they are our enemies. So you call yourself enemy of the whatever. Tie turban from the head to almost the leg. This brother. Everything went away. When he graduated 2 years after, he didn't get a job. Everything. So it is when you get there, we will know your own. May Allah keep all of us firm upon the truth. So what we are saying, we are describing how much fitna afflicts the people. Fitna. 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 May Allah protect us. The worst of them is the fitna of women. The Prophet said so. That's about leadership. Fitna of work, fitna we are describing. Yes, fitna of women too, killing people about. It is killing the people. It says, Ma taraktu ba'di fitnatan. It's fitna. Adarra ala rijal. I never left the fitna so difficult upon men like the fitna of women. The early Muslims, go back and read what they say. A sheikh, Abdul Malik Ramadan, he has a book, Fitna to Nisa. Go and see the athar from the Salaf about how a person can become maftun because of women. You are living in the house with the younger sister of your wife. We will see what you will do. We will see whether you will maintain the limits. We will see you. We will see you. We will see you. You are living in the house with the students of your wife. We will see. Because what you have done is that you have just brought fitna to yourself. Nobody sent you that one. So why do it? But now that you have done it, you chose to face a fitna. Let's see whether you will survive. And many people have been destroyed with this. Your Allah will write Zani on your face. I always say to if I see someone who is involved with all the, I see the face, I say this one. Because it's always written, it remains to be seen by the people who have the eyes to see it. With the sister of your wife. Allah in itiji. Seku maftun ni luto. Maftun. Maftun. May Allah protect all of us. So don't bring yourself to fitna. Don't bring yourself to fitna. Don't deceive yourself. I always, this bait occurs in the book of Sheikha Ummu Abdullah Al-Wadi'iyya, the daughter of Sheikh Muqbil. He said, La ta'mananna ala nisa'i akhun akha. Ma fi nisa'i, ma fi rijai, ma fi rijali ala nisa'i aminun. La ta'mananna ala nisa'i. Akhun, akha, let not any brother give his wife or sister or daughter. Take, you are the amin of over this girl. Don't try to. There's no amin. There's no bank of women. There's a bank. Put your wives there and daughters. That bank. And that bank is a man. It does not exist. Ma fi rijali ala nisa'i amin. Kusentuji amin tubadoro ubiru. Don't try it. Don't. It says, فَإِنَّ الْأَمِينَ لَوْ تَحَرَّزَ مَرَّةً Because enter فِي أَمِينُّيَ تُبَكُّرَرُ لَكَ فَلَا بُدَّ بَعْدَ نَظْرَةٍ سَيَخُولِ Mba tuba uleka vai, you ba dien to wu amana. You je amana. Mwa jon sun, mwa jon jinu leka. Ewa ni rano ni shele. Babala rano la amari. So fitna. Unfortunately, some of the people now enjoy it. Allah is seeing you. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. The best thing for people when they get involved in things like this is to make tawbah and nasuha. Make sincere tawbah. We Ramadan now. Use that opportunity. Otherwise, when Allah catch you, inna akhzahu alimun shadid. The grabbing of Allah is severe. Allah ba ma mu yo. Ti o clear so nga pe Allah ti wa mu mbai. That is from the aspects of what? Fitna. May Allah protect us. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, the companion he says, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. Fa in kana ra'a halalan, kana yarahu haraman. If he begins to see as lawful something he had known to be unlawful, فَقَدْ أَصَابَتْهُ الْفِتِنَةِ Fitina has catched him. وَإِنْ كَانَ يَرَى حَرَامًا And if he began to see as unlawful, كَانَ يَرَاهُ حَلَالًا Something he used to see as halal, فَقَدْ أَصَابَتْهُ It has also affected him again. أُتِمُّ مَلَكْ فِتِنَةِ تِمُّ مَلَكْ So what the rest of us will be doing is how to help him to get out of the fitna. How about the one that is being helped to get out of fitna, but insists upon remaining upon fitna? His fitna is... May Allah protect all of us. Rawahu al-Hakim wa Ibn Abi Shayba. Imam Hakim and Ibn Abi Shayba have both reported this. The point here is that al-Hadharu mimada. Min at-talawuni wa at-tanakkuli fil fitna. Be careful about changing colors, moving from one place to the other during fitna. Don't be like a munafiq during fitna. You know munafiq? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, مَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ كَمَثَلِ الشَّاعِ الْعَاهِرَةِ الشَّاعِ Al-a-era. You know, the sheep, a-era. It does not know where it wants to go to. Bain al-ganamein. There's a head of sheep here. There's a head of sheep here. There's one sheep. He does not know. He runs here. He runs there. He runs there. He runs. He's here. So when he's here, he behaves as if he's part of them. When he runs down here, he behaves as if he's part of them. وَإِذَا أَخَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعْكُمْ Munafiki. How can a mu'min be behaving like munafik? He does not have any stable position. Moving there, there, here, here, everywhere.
Where will you be? Even in the minds, in the sight of human beings, you will be seen to be a useless person.
When you are with people of Irumba and Sunnah, you behave like them. When you go to your Fusak and Pasikat, you behave like them too. Who are you? Al-Aslu Tasi, Ya Aba Abdul Bar. Now,
قال الشيخ سليمان الرحيلي حفظه الله الأصل التاسع من فقه الفتن عدم تحذب والانتصار لغير ما ورد في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وما عليه ولي الأمر مما ليس معصية لله فإن هذا هو المشروع وهو الذي يجمع الناس قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا وأما التعصب وتحذب لغير ذلك فهو أساس الشهر والفرقة والفتنة قال الله تعالى إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء إنما أمرهم إلى الله ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يفعلون وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال من خرج من طاعة وفارق الجماعة فمات ميتة جاهلية ومن قاتل تحت راية عمية يغضب لعصبة أو يدعو إلى عصبة أو ينصر عصبة فقتل فكتلة جاهلية ومن خرج على أمتي يضرب برها وفاجرها ولا يتحاشى ولا يتحاشى من مؤمنها ولا يفي لذي أهد أهده فليس مني ولست منه رواه مسلم وعن جندب بن عبد الله البجلي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من قتل تحت راية عماية يدعو عصابية أو ينصر عصابية فكتلة جاهلية رواه مسلم وعن الحسن قال شهدتهم يوم تراموا الحصى في أمر عثمان حتى جعلت أنظر فما أرى أديم السماء من الرهج فسمعت كلام إمرأة من بعد الحجر فكيل لي هذه أم المؤمنين يعني أم سلمة فسمعتها تقول إن نبيكم قد برئ مما فرق دينه واحتزب رواه الإمام أحمد.
الشيخ سليمان الرحيلي حفظه الله. He mentioned the ninth point. Cool. من فقه الفتن. From the things we must understand. In the times of fitna, he says, "Min fikhil fitan, adam al-tahzubi wal-intisari li ghairi ma warada fi kitabillahi wa fi sunnati rasulillah alayhi salatu wassalam wa ma alayhi waliyul amr mimma laysa ma'siyatallahi aw ma'siyatan lillahi fa inna hadha huwa al-mashru'a وهو الذي يجمع الناس قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا الآية. The Sheikh says the ninth thing we need to pay attention to in the times of fitna is عدم التحزب والانتصار لغير ما ورد في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام عدم التحزب not being a party to والانتصار and a helper of لغير ما ورد في كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله don't be in a party with don't be a helper of something that is opposite of what is in the Quran and the Sunnah Something's in the Quran and the Sunnah, don't help the opposite of it. Don't help that group. Don't help that party. At-tahazzub is partisanship. Don't be in partisanship. Intisar is helping and supporting something. Don't join a party and don't give your support to something. What is that thing? That thing contradicts the Quran. And the Sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. That thing also contradicts ma alayhi waliyul amr. It also contradicts the position of your constituted authority, the head of your constituted authority. Your president has a position. This position, the Sheikh says, laysa mahsiyatan lillah. It is not a position of sin. It does not involve a sin. He has a view. This is your waliyul amr. Because the waliyul amr of the people, the one in charge of the authority, the constituted authority of a people, is the one they agree that this is our leader. If you don't agree that this is your leader, why are you telling him to convene a national conference to decide whether you want to stay in the country or not? Do you understand? Say you are an Igbo man. You don't like that President Buhari is the president. Why are you asking him, give us freedom? You say you are Oduduwa Pekin. You don't like President Buhari. Why are you telling him, give me Oduduwa State? He can't give you if he does not have authority. He can't say, oh, how, okay, if he announces tomorrow, from tomorrow, so-so state belongs to Oduduwa. You say, hey. If you don't respect his authority in the first place, why do you ask him to give you? Why do you think that when he gives you, it will be lawful for you to take? So that person you are talking about is your waliul amr. Is the one in whose hand Allah has placed your affairs. So if there's a party against him, don't join that party. If there's a group of people against the person in whose hand Allah has placed the authority, don't join the opposition. Don't join a party in antagonism with the sitting authority. Don't. Don't say Abu Nasir say. That is the sunnah. You will hear the ahadith. Akita kolori nwes. Belepe awa di egbe alatako. Egbe alatako amon so yireni. Anywhere. When Yoruba say alatako lele, what are they saying? Eyan buruku ni. When Yoruba say alatako ni, are they praising you? They are saying that you are very intelligent. You can speak English and write it well. Ah, ori omo imo pe o. Tori re ba pe won ni so pa alatako ni. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, min fiqhil fitan, from what we must understand at the time of fitna is what? Adamu tahazzubi wal intisar. Don't be in partisanship or in a give a helping hand. Ligayri ma waradallahu fi kitabillah. In opposition to what has been revealed in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger. In opposition to ma alayhi waliyul amr. In opposition to what your leader is upon, as long as it is not a sin. As long as it is not a sin. If your leader comes and says he has legalized homosexuality, you say, no, me, I didn't follow you in that one. He has legalized riba, say, oh, no, me, I didn't follow you. He has legalized alcohol, no. These things that are clearly haram. You don't follow your leader in it. Because there is no la ta'ata lil makhluk fi ma'siyatil khaliq. There is no giving obeisance to the one who is created, contradicting thereby the one who has created him. So we will not obey them in a sin. But in a matter that is not sin, I give you one small example. Close the borders. Is it a sin? Close borders. I don't want anybody to enter this country. Close it. It's not a sin. It's not a sin. These are things people are abusing their leaders for. Things that they say and do that's not haram. You must follow them in it. Don't join a group of antagonists to the one in whose hands Allah has placed your affairs. Abi, has Allah not placed your affairs under Buhari? He didn't place it on it, on him. If you say he didn't place it on him, me, I will leave this place. Because if the repercussion of that your statement wants to come, I don't want to see it. When some people carry banners, hey, we want to do what? When some policemen went there, what do they do? They run away. It's a consequence of antagonism. Don't antagonize a person that Allah has placed your affairs in his hands. Don't antagonize him. Allah knows where another is. The time that you don't follow them is when they command a sin. Do not follow them. If they say, kill somebody, don't follow. If they say, tell a lie, don't follow. If they say, do zina, don't follow. If they say, they legalize, of course, ah, no, this one is bad. But anything they do that is not clearly haram, stay away from it. Stay away from being an antagonist. Don't antagonize them. He says, the Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, فَإِنَّ هَذَا هُوَ الْمَشْرُوعَ. Not to be a party of antagonists, هُوَ الْمَشْرُوعَ. That is what is approved in the Sharia. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُجْمِعُ النَّاسِ. That is what we gather the people to a single place and a single view. The varying opinions. We will not go grieve. We will grieve. We will don't grieve. We will not accept. We want Ogoni country. We want Akwa Ibom country. Ikhwa, this country is better as one. I was born amongst Igbos. I lived in Niger Delta for 25 years. Enuoko. In Rivers State alone, you have almost 40 different languages. And you have people who don't agree. The average Okrika man does not believe an Ikwere man. Yes, they don't believe them. The average Kalabari man does not believe an Ikwere man. I would have been giving us examples, but let me not mention names. They don't agree. You are just seeing them like that. Ba'suhum bainahum shadid. Tahsabuhum jami'a. Kulubuhum shatta. Even amongst Igbos. Don't let an Igbo man deceive you that all Igbo are the same. They are not. You want to talk about Yorubas? Are you all the same? Is Egba and Ijebu the same? Egba and Ijebu. Say Egba. Abe Egba. Say Egba Ogba and Ijebu. Say Ijebu Ogba and Egba. Eh? Bawati. They will not accept. You boy, you are Tekiti. Say Kakanani. Ekiti o, say Ekiti o, but will Ekiti accept to come under Oyo? Okay, those ones are big, big cities. In fact, Ilobubi, Enuyoko, Enuyoko, Ifambi, Ati, Eni, Abi Ilobubi, Allahu Ala, Ofati, Ife Ati. Enu yoko e kan so pa mo dudu wa nini odudu wa gan mo re awon mo re enu oko so ta omo odudu wa gan gan enu oko won ta fura won ni le fi da oyo le le fi da bini le won sa lo fura won ni bo le yin omo won lenu yin se wa leko So Nigeria is a very good thing for us. I tell you this, that we are just be, all of us, just be managing it. We all know our problems. May Allah solve that problem for us. But if you think that it is when you balkanize yourself that America is bigger than Nigeria, how many times? They are not thinking about dividing, you know. So if you let them incite some of you to think that the problems of Nigeria will be solved when Nigeria divides, just know that you are a saboteur from inside. Just know you are a saboteur from inside. The entirety of Europe, how many years did it take Britain to say they don't want to be party to EU and their economic decisions? How many years? Otherwise, they were all the same. They have a single currency, the euro. We want to have a single currency in West Africa, they say no. Yes, don't you know that it was opposed by the powers that be? So breaking up does not pay any group of people. The larger the people are, the better. The more the people are, the better. Because restrictions will reduce. Imagine that the entire West Africa is a single country. How will it be? Some of us in Nigeria will migrate to Ghana. Because in all these places, there is just land there. There are no people. Nigerians will go and populate the place. In a discussion somewhere with a brother, he said, how many are we in Nigeria? I said, we are not less than 200 million. In their own country, they are 1.6 million. He said, how many are you? I said, 200 million. Alan Akon. He said, Walla. I said, Walla. You know how Arabs exclaim? Mete million. I said, yes. Ina. 200 million. We are more than 200 million. No? Sibe, sibe, ilembe. There is still land. We have not occupied up to 15% of Nigeria. Do you know? So what is our problem? We've not occupied 15% of our land mass. Ardullahi wasi'a. The land of Allah is vast, expanse, wide. So what is the fight about? What is the fight? They said Sambisa Forest is like the entire East. Five eastern states. Forests. Like states. It only remains for us to manage our resources. That's all. How we will be able to be together to manage our resources, may Allah guide us towards that. Likewise, apart from our land and natural resources, Okolombe, there is very, very powerful human resources in this country. I tell you this. Okolombe, we are coming from, I think that was my first Hajj. We came with Egyptian Airlines. We stopped over in Cairo. We're going, we got a transit visa. We're going into the city. So the brother who was leading the group told everyone, he said, everybody keep your bag, oh, because people can be funny. This is Egypt, not Saudi Arabia. You know what one of the brothers said? Ha, what about Ambe? We don't need to prepare. What about Ambe? Egypt, you know me. They will meet us. Ogba will be there. He said, what about Ambe? Everybody started laughing. Nigerians don't carry last. I tell you this, we are very brilliant by the mercy of Allah. We are not praising ourselves. We are just saying what Allah has given us. And it is not a sin to do that. But how have we managed this human and natural resource? May Allah guide us to that. But the solution is not that breakage that young people who have no experience about life are talking about. Young people who have no experience about, some of them have hardly monitored a shop. Someone who cannot take care of one shop, he wants to take care of a country. You can see the trouble. May Allah protect all of us. So we must not be antagonists to our heads, to our leaders. Neither must we be antagonists to what is revealed in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. So this, the Shaykh quoted a verse of the Quran in Surah An-Nisa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri minkum fa in tanaza'tum fi shay'in farudduhu ila Allah wa Rasul in kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir dhalika khayrun wa ahsanu ta'wila. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, all people who believe, ati'u Allah, obey Allah, وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ, obey the messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, obey your umara and ulama. أُولُو الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, ulama say, أُولُو الْأَمْرِ مِنَّا, those who have a say, those who have authority amongst us, they are our rulers and our scholars. Our rulers follow them, our scholars follow them, our rulers and our scholars. These are the people who control the society. Rulers and the scholars. They control. In some parts of Nigeria, they can say, hey, all northern Nigeria, you are voting so-so person. If all of them do not vote it, most of them will do. The scholars say that. I'm just trying to say that the people listening to their ulama, the people listening to their umara, so obey them. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِن تَنَزَعْتُمْ, you human beings, you and your rulers, you amongst yourselves, تَنَزَعْتُمْ, you differ, فِي شَيْءٍ, regarding any issue, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, refer the matter back, ask, what does Allah say, and what does the messenger say, alayhi salatu wassalam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if it is true that you believe in Allah on the day of judgment, the last day, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, when you do that, that is best for you, وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا, it will also bring you the best of results. The end of it, the akiba of it is best, when you refer your differences to who? To Allah and His Messenger. But the basic rule is that أَتِعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. So if someone asks you, why are you following Bukhari? Say, Allah says, Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasulah wa ulil amri minkum. So what is Bukhari in any of the 1, 2, 3? Is ulil amri minna. Is the leader amongst us. Is the one amongst us who has al-amru, authority with him. Don't differ, don't be an antagonist of existing authority. The Sheikh says, wa amma. Abu Aisha, I'm looking at the time. When is Salatul Asr? 10 after 4. We'll stop before that, inshallah. Wa amma ta'assub, we still have about 20 minutes. We can read on for another 10 minutes, inshallah. Wa amma ta'assub wa tahazzub li ghayri dhalik. But as for being in a partisanship, at ta'assub, and fanaticism, at ta'assub is what? Being fanatic. What tahazzub, and being partisan. At ta'assub is what? Fanatism. Tahazzub is what? Partisanship. Yeah, egbe wayi ni o, egbe alaburada ni o, egbe ni bale ni o. This kind of an attitude, li ghayri dhalik. You do a party in antagonism to constituted authority. فَهُوَ أَسَاسُ الشَّرِّ وَالْفُرْقَى وَالْفِتْنَى. That is the foundation of shar, evil, وَالْفُرْقَى, discordance in the community, وَالْفِتْنَى, and tribulations. When there's a party in antagonism to constituted authority, no matter the heads of that antagonism, why do you think that when a president leaves office, very shortly after he leaves office, he is made to travel outside the country? Do you know that it's a regular thing? It's a procedure. At least for about 6 months. A year, sometimes, when a president leaves office, he has Okokogbodolona. So that he does not drag with the remnant of power with him, he does not drag an opposition. Because he has some power, he just left power. There are some people still loyal to him. He can say, you, do this. And that's why when a new president comes, he starts appointing people he trusts. They can't follow the other one. He wants to cut off the allegiance of the preceding leadership. So they say he brought Ausama. No, he should bring Ijoman. Ijo Lawyer Kofi, he's a chief of army staff. Ibo Lawyer Kofi, he's a chief of NAMA staff. And then if you bring somebody for Akwa Ibom to be chief of Air Force, Erudadao, and you know Nisibet, you won't do that if it were you. You will appoint people who will be loyal to you. It's there with everybody who understands what leadership is. You give chief of army staff to a people who say they want to divide the country. Think about it very well. Even if that means retiring over 60 major generals, he will retire them. To bring the one that he thinks that this one, he no go cheat me. He no go betray me. You won't be Judas Iscariot. Come and be the army. So they say, oh, he brought his cousin as head of VSS. No, you should bring your own cousin. Sometimes people criticize people because they don't know the nature of power. Ordinary class head prefect, class prefect. When he collects a note from a lecturer, who are those he will give it to? First, his people, his sample. No, he should come and give it to you. Especially you that contested against him. You are the one he should look for. Emma Gwase. So don't say, oh, he kept one IG. He now promoted him. No, you should leave him. You should bring one. It doesn't work like that anywhere. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under the guidance of Allah when he married the daughter of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. He married the daughter of Omar radiyallahu anhu. He gave Usman his own daughter. That one died. He said, that one died, I give you another one. Dhunure Usman. And then he gave his daughter to Ali ibn Abi Talib. What does that sound to you? So you say that he should make the head of army from the people who are saying that they want to destroy the country and separate. It's never done anywhere. It's not done anywhere. Those, your kitchen cabinets are those who, they can kill you. So if you can make all of them your brother, your auntie, does the constitution say you cannot do that? Does the Biden law say that upon which you are playing your game, does it say he can't do that? So they say, oh, he appointed the head of VSS, is his cousin. Oh, the head of army is his auntie. The head of navy, it is his cousin. That's what he will do. Is his in-law, his son's brother, his daughter's son, husband. If he does that, it's not wrong. Oh, dear man, you will do the same thing. Anas ibn Malik told the people, when you accuse Usman ibn Affan that he gave office to some people, and these people are from his descendants and relatives, he said, if you are the one, you will do the same thing. That is the nature of power. But because of small age, many people don't know these things. They begin to antagonize it. Oh, Tig, my dear Ben. Yo, Tig, my father, don't you? So in going into partisanship, at-ta'assub wa at-tahazzub, at-ta'assub, fanaticism wa at-tahazzub, and partisanship, بغير ذلك, to oppose what conforms with the Quran and the Sunnah, and the orders of constituted authority, that's not a sin, to become a party to antagonize that one, for who asasu shari, that is the foundation of evil law. Even if it be a governor, if you start a group of people to antagonize him, he will fight you. Even if you are the one who appointed him to be a governor, he will fight you. Because it's not that person that you appointed again. He himself has now become a governor. He's not seeing himself like your boy again. And he is actually not. He was your driver. You made him a governor. Is he still your driver? What is he now? So if you don't respect him as a governor, you don't give him all his rights, he will fight you. His mind will tell him that this man, doesn't he know that I'm governor? Even if we are the one that appointed him. We have seen many examples in Lagos State, in Edo State, in many places. No matter who you are, if he's in authority, respect him. Otherwise, you will destroy the community. If you begin to form groups now to antagonize him, for who are asasu shari, that is the foundation of evil law. Wal furqa, and discordance, disharmony, ofemba joje niyeo, ofedi agbaya niya ujo niyeo. Wal fitna, you want to cause tribulations in the community. Call Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Those who break their deen into groups, وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا, and when they break themselves, they divide, they fall into parties. لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. The messenger has nothing to do with you. You, Muhammad, you don't have anything to do with those people, though. That's why a Salafi will tell you, don't form organizations. Egbe, emade egbele, ejeki bubu wakama eje muslimi lo. The worst of it, or the best of it, kaso wipe oni sunnah niwa. We are people of sunnah, Muslims upon the sunnah, in the way of the early Muslims. If you now say, my own is akhbaru din, or isnadu din, or barakatu din, ewkwin wele wele niyao. Etin swesin, di wele wele niyao. The messenger, alayhi salatu salam, Allah told him, lasta minhum fi shay. Those people who are breaking the religion like this, you don't have anything to do with them. Innama amruhum ilallah. Their affairs is with Allah. Allah man tiyo sefuwa. Thumma yunabbi'uhum bima kanu yaf'alu. He will give them the details of all those their activities they are doing to break the community. Wa an abi hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his narration from the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, annahu kala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man kharaja min at-ta'a, man kharaja min at-ta'a, the one who goes away from obedience. This is obedience. He goes in another way. Kharaja min at-ta'a. وَفَارَقَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. This is ta'a. This is obedience. He goes away. وَخَالَفَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. يعني فَارَقَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. He now antagonizes the generality of the people. فَمَاتَ. And then he dies upon antagonism. مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَهِلِيَةً. He has died in the way people used to die in the days of Jahiliyyah. How did people used to die in the days of Jahiliyyah? There was no head. Kusolori. Sonikaluku kamang parawani. No control. So mata mitatan Jahiliyyah. He has died in the way people will die without control, without anything in the days of Jahiliyyah before Islam. Waman qatala tahta rayatin ummiyatin. You will find Immiyako, huma lugatan mashhuratan. You can say Immiya. You can also say what? Immiya. They are both correct. So man qatala tahta rayatin Immiya. I like Immiya. I don't like to start with a kasra. So I choose Umayyah. They are both correct. You can say Umayyah or what? Umayyah. وَمَنْ قَاتَلَ تَحْتَ رَايَةٍ عُمِّيَّةٍ Whoever begins to fight under the banner of عُمِّيَّة, of ignorance, يَغْضَبُ لِعَصَبَةٍ His annoyance is an annoyance of partisanship. أَوْ يَدْعُ إِلَىٰ عَصَبَةٍ Or is the one inviting to a particular party. Anybody who opposes us. That's what he's busy with. Our young suru asobatan. Or he is not a member, but he's supporting them. Ejeketi wongbo. He's not a member, but he's supporting. So it's not just those who are members and crazy about their party alone. When you are also supporting them, around when you wanna. Let's be careful. You are not voting, you are not campaigning. But you are talking in favor of, please let everybody be careful. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, yansuru asabata, is helping a party. Fakutila, while doing that, he was killed. Fakitlatan jahiliya, he has been killed in the way people used to be killed in the days of jahiliya. May Allah protect all of us. He says, وَمَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي Whoever contradicts my ummah, خَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ means contradicts them. الْخُرُوج عَلَىٰ الْأُمَّةِ could mean contradicting the ummah, antagonizing the ummah. يَذْرِبُ بَرَّهَا وَفَاجِرَهَا He begins to fight and kill both بَرَّهَا, the pious people in the ummah, وَفَاجِرَهَا, even the sinful people in the ummah. He's fighting. Eleoda, he kills him, and so on. Walayatahasha. And this kind of a person, he will not hold back from even the good believers of this ummah. Walayafi livi ahadin ahdahu. He will not also respect those in the community who are not Muslims, who are under the Ahad, covenant of the Muslim community. Let's give an example so that it will be clear. In a community like Saudi Arabia, people go there to do a lot of business. Americans, British, and all this. They work in places like Dammam and in other oil installation areas. These people come in under Ahad. They come under a covenant with the Muslim state. That will not do this, will not do this, we will do this, we will only do this and go, we will only do this and go. It is wrong for any Muslim to kill those people. But this person is in wanton killing. يَقْتُلُ بَرَّ الْأُمَّةِ وَيَقْتُلُ فَاجِرَهَا وَيَقْتُلُ مُؤْمِنَهَا He is killing anyone, pious Muslim, even from the people in the same community, is slaughtering them. May Allah protect all of us. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding these kinds of people, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُ He is not from me, and I'm not from him. لَيْسَ مِنِّي These kinds of people, لَيْسُ مِنْهُ They are not of the messenger. وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُ And I'm not of them. It can mean two things. It can mean that they are kuffar. It can also mean that they are usat. It could mean that they are sinful people. It could mean that they are people who have gone out of Islam. When the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that lastu minhum wa laysu minni. When he said this, they are not of me, I'm not of them. He disconnects himself from them. It could mean one of two things. The first one, if these people consider what they do as lawful, they can do it, because to consider haram as halal is kufr. So lastu minhum means that they are kufar. But if they know that what they are doing is bad, but you know we just have to support party, you know, these kind of things. What they are doing is usya. Is it clear to us? So lastu minni in that sense will now mean that they are not upon my sunnah. Because what they are doing contradicts the sunnah. But it does not necessarily mean that they are from the groups of non-Muslims. I hope that this is clear. That hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim. وعن جندب بن عبد الله البجلي قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من قتل تحت راية عمية. Whoever is killed under the banner of Umayyah, he was killed under the banner of ignorance. Yad'u asabiyatan, he is inviting into partisanship. Hear it. If you are shouting Oduduwa state, Yoruba state, and they kill you, you smith at Jahiliyah. It is part of it, because what you are calling to is no other than what tribalism. Likewise, if you are calling to Arewa, Arewa, and they kill you, there is Jahiliyah. If you are calling to IPOB and all these groups that are based on no other than tribalism, if something happens, that is Jahiliyah. May Allah protect all of us. It also means don't join those parties. Don't join them. Man kutila tahta rayatin ummiyatin. Whoever is killed under the banner of ignorance, he is inviting into partisanship. Aw yansuru asabiyatan, or is helping a particular group. Fakitlatun jahiliyah. The way he has been killed is the way people used to be killed in the days of jahiliyah. May Allah protect all of us. So you see the reason why we must abandon this. If Nigeria, if Yorubas, our Yoruba, Agbaga, see Nigeria, if we have our own country, Ilu Woda, Ilu Yole Dao, Ilu Yole Dao, Rawahu Muslim. Al Imam Muslim reported that hadith. Wa anil Hasan qala, Hasan al Basri said, Rahimahullah, Shahidtuhum yawma taramau al Hasan, yawma taramau. The day that people were throwing stones. Those alladhina kharaju ala Usman ibn Affan. Some people antagonize Usman ibn Affan. They form parties. You see now, they form parties in opposition to Usman. Usman, radiallahu anhu, the messenger said that tastahi minhu al-malaika. The angels are shy of Usman. Uthman, the angels are shy of him. So the messenger used to be shy of him. What he can be free to do in front of some people, he won't be free to do it in front of Uthman. Radiallahu anhu. Twice the messenger told him he will enter Al-Jannah, no matter what he does. La yadurruhu ma fa'alahu ba'da al-yawm. Gbogbon kong to ba se ko ni ko palara ba. Lẹ́yìn òní ní Usman bá ṣe ó jẹ́gbé ó ṣe gbé Anabi ló sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ alayhi salatu wasalam. These people want to remove Usman. They say they don't want Usman. Usman is unjust. Fatarawma ul-hasa. They begin to throw stones into the house of Usman. When that was happened, ja'altu anzuru fama ara adim as-sama. Hasan al-Basri said, because he was a young boy at the time, his mother was a servant in that household, Hasan al-Basri. So he said, I began to look at the sky when people began to throw stones from both sides. Ma ara adim as-sama. I could not see the skies. You know what that means? Okusan lon. May Allah protect all of us. Min al-rahaj. Because of widespread, the rising of dusts. And all that. فَسْمِيْتُ كَلَامَ مْرَأَةٍ مِنْ بَعْضِ الْحُجَرِ. So I heard the voice of a woman from one of the rooms. What did she say? فَكِيلَ لِي. It was said to me that هَذِهِ أُمُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This woman is one of the wives of the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام. يعني أم سلمة. It was Umm Salama who made that statement. فَسَمِيْتُ مَا تَقُولُ. I heard her saying that inna nabiyyakum qad bari'a mimman farraqa dinahu wahtazaba. Inna nabiyyakum, anabiyyi, your messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, your prophet, bari'a mimman fa'ala madha farraqa dinahu. He has removed, distanced himself, mimman farraqa dinahu, from those who cause division in their deen, wahtazaba, wahtazaba won wa sora won degbe parties and groups. When you break your deen, we are this, we are that, we are those. The Prophet has removed his hands. I don't have anything to do with you. So they become parties. So don't be in partisanship, in antagonism to anything that contradicts the Quran and the Sunnah and what the central authority is upon. Don't form a group in opposition and antagonism to that. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a major sin in Islam. Don't do it. Being in partisanship, in antagonism to constituted authority, don't do it. So if you are a member of ASU, don't antagonize government. Hear it. If you are a civil servant, don't do it. Yeah, Ijoba, we go show them pepper. Don't. We will bring down this government. They can't run the government. Don't. If you are a Muslim, don't. Don't bring down the government. Don't be an antagonist of them. Don't do it. This is our deen. May Allah protect all of us and save us from fitna. I think we can employ the next 10 minutes to ask questions. We stop at the dot of 4 o'clock. Inshallah. Now, I mean one. Alaykum as-salam. Is it what? Is it lawful for a military officer to kill an innocent person? There are so many things that this question involves. A military man, who is he to kill an innocent person? Have you proven the innocence by way of following the commands of his bosses? Who is that person? Then is a military officer of which state, which country? Because the rulings will be different as these variables differ. The person you consider innocent in case A may not be innocent in case B. I give you an example. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to Makkah on Fathu Makkah, he gave an order that some people be killed. He said they should be killed even though they tied themselves to the Kaaba. Kunda toba sore makaba ba epa. Alayhi salatu. Will you compare that order to order of one Fasik president who perhaps is not a Muslim? Who will give that order to a Muslim who knows the value of life? And in a circumstance when that person is actually innocent, are the two others the same? So the variables will change. Sometimes if you say in your judgment that the person is innocent, the ruler may have intelligence report that he's not innocent. So many things happen in these matters, such that it may be difficult for someone looking from far to give a direct ruling regarding them, because the variables are many, and the things that are involved are things that are not usually clear to everybody. And you don't give a ruling about things when they are not so clear completely to you. That is also the meaning of fitna. Things will not be clear. Do you understand? That of the messenger is clear because the reasons for those people to be said that they should be taken away are very clear. What was the reasons? They were very clear in antagonism to the messenger, and they killed a lot of Muslims. So they must be paid back in their own coin. Do you understand? And then the messenger, like you would say, people should be taken to law courts today. When he gave a ruling, that is all. It's even superior to the ruling of our own law courts. So don't say they were not tried. The judgment has been given by the Supreme Court. Do you understand? I'm bigger than it. Do you understand? So sometimes it may not be easy to give rulings clear cut on these kinds of questions that you have asked. Allahu Akbar. Alaykum salam. During the time of fitan, there is what? States and states. What do you mean by states? One town, another town. And it's war. One tribe and another tribe. It is Asabiya. They are all different. One tribe, another tribe is different. One state, another state is different. One country, another country is different. All of them have different rulings. The Muslim should not partake in the war, because that's fitna. How does a Muslim from one town kill another Muslim from another town? What is that? If he's killing him, he's killing him in defense of his tribe and town. This is exactly what this hadith is prohibiting. Don't do it. Don't. May Allah protect all of us and protect us from fitan. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. A brother was saying that in Ramadan we used to have our classes on Saturdays and Sundays. But please, let's leave it on Sundays. Let's leave it for Sundays alone, please. I already have a number of classes on my head in this Ramadan. So let's leave it on Sundays. Already we took a responsibility to make tafsir every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's enough luggage on the heads. So, and then we have Sunday classes. I also have other classes. I have other classes at home, in other places. So the burdens will be much on the head. So inshallah, let's leave our Sunday classes to remain Sunday classes. And then those Thursdays, Fridays, we'll fix a time inshallah. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday, Sunday tafsir sessions. You can join those ones online. They are on Zoom. And bismillah, in our next class, we'll be starting with Suratul Fatiha, the tafsir of Surat, explanation. I am scared when I say tafsir. If you say tafsir, me, I'm scared. Tafsir? Me, I'm scared. So you say explaining what you understand, of course, from the Quran. And the books of tafsir that the scholars have given. Those ones will help your understanding to explain. Just like you read the books of sharh to understand a hadith. You read the books of tafsir to understand the verses of the Quran. Then you can explain to the rest of the people. After the ones that Allah made you to learn. But what about knowledge is that you don't learn every single thing. You learn some things by which you understand others. Nobody learns everything. No son. Between law school and being a son, what is the school that you'll attend? The school of experience. After law school and becoming a son, what is the school that you attend? The school of what? Experience. So that occurs in knowledge too. You learn from ulama, and then with that you can learn other things and know them too. Bismillah, once Allah permits you. There are a lot of examples in the history of Islam. One of them is with Al-Imam al-Tabari rahimahu. I think we can stop there so that we do not go on to prolong the issue. So bismillah, first days in our regular time, 6:30 to 7:30 in the morning, and Fridays. Fridays, I am thinking that it will go in the evening. We should avoid doing the classes in the morning so that we don't fall into that prohibition of having classes before the khutbah of the Imam. So we can go on evening on Fridays, say 4:30. Abu Yusuf, with this your Yoruba cap, don't say my own is Hausa cap. So we can go on 4:30 to 6 o'clock on Fridays, inshallah. 4:30 to 6 o'clock on Fridays. So we have Thursdays, Fridays. Saturday we come back to our morning classes, 6:30 to 7:30. Inshallah, in the Thursday class, we'll be starting with Tafsir Surah Al-Fatiha, explaining Surah Al-Fatiha. May Allah make us understand better than we attempt to do it. I think we can stop here, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.